My father advised me in all of my science and even to prepare for space adaptation sickness. Those are, I think, great pieces of advice. And I think that I can also give some people good advice as to how to better prepare for space adaptation sickness. Go ahead. Well, hey, Christina, you know, it's actually not as bad as you would think. You know, almost every day I'm using the ham radio. In fact, every day I'm using the ham radio. People are beaming up movies and TV. There's satellite phones or internet phones even. So you actually stay pretty connected these days compared to what it was like in the old days. Go ahead. Yeah, hey, Greg. The parts of it noisy like the place I'm in now. It also has 7 rooms here in the service module. Some modules have no windows, but there's 20 or 30 more windows around it, so it's pretty easy to find one with a pretty good view. Go ahead. I would definitely say learning how to fly well, you know, in zero-G things float very well, but now I've really mastered flying around like Superman, so that's a lot of fun. Go ahead. I think it's still going to be a few years yet before kids get here. You know, I now have a much better respect for the difficulties of living and working in space. And just, like, you know, like I said, 80% of the people get fairly ill when they come up here for the first few days, and that might be pretty challenging for a young kid. Go ahead. Hey, JJ, nice to see you again. And, you know, I hope that people see after my trip that even private flyers, such as myself, can really contribute to science and commerce through their flights. Go ahead. Well, most of my free time I spend looking out the window and taking pictures, but a couple of evenings now we've had movie night. We just watched Galaxy Quest the other night, which was a lot of fun to watch that while you're in space. Go ahead. Very good question, Jason. And yes, I've been trained in all the emergency activities pretty thoroughly, and I know enough Russian to get by if I really had to in that kind of circumstance. But also, all the other crew members speak English as well, so communication here is actually pretty easy. Go ahead. Yes, I sure do. You know, I've, as you know, I've had the chance to come and visit your school, and I think you guys have really a fine school and a fine student body. I know that every one of you there is quite capable of achieving your dreams, just like this has been a big dream of mine to come up here to the space station. It took me a couple decades to get here, but you know, but I made it, and so that's hopefully a good lesson for all of you, too, that if you stick to your dreams and stand by them, you guys can make it, too, by all means. So thank you much for having me. 73s to you, and congratulations on all of your success, and thank you for talking to me today. You're welcome. Bye-bye. K5LBJ, this is NA1SS, or Richard Gary at W5KWQ, clear as well. Bye-bye. WB9L, this is NA1SS. Whiskey Bravo 8, Oscar Tango Hotel, this is NA1SS. Hi, Harry. Nice to speak with you, too. I think I got your call sign right. WB8 Oscar Tango Hotel. Is that correct? Ah, Perry. Thank you. you for the correction. Good QSL. I can hear you in 5x9s now, so I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Kilo Alpha 1, Delta Lima Kilo, I have you. My flight's going great. Finally figured out how to fly like Superman and not bump into too many things. Good to talk to you, Kilo Alpha 1, Delta Lima Kilo. Hey, thank you very much from Southwestern Vermont there. I appreciate the QSL. Bye-bye.